Tonight, we're following a developing story out of Hazleton, where a week of heavy rainfall has led to the unexpected opening of an old mine shaft near an abandoned shopping center. This incident highlights the ongoing challenges with historical mining operations in the region. Authorities have not reported any injuries, but the opening of the mine shaft has raised significant safety concerns.
Imagine walking on streets under which lies a hidden city, a secret world buried right beneath your feet, where the ground holds more than just dirt and concrete. It cradles a labyrinth of history, a maze of tunnels, workshops, and echoes of life that once thrived in darkness.
These guys spent 8 to 12 hours a day down there, and they needed the mine to be just like if you or I were working above ground today.
This isn't just soil. It's a portal to the past, to the sweat and toil of miners who carved out an existence in the belly of the earth. Know that beneath your every step lies stories untold, lives unseen, and a city that time forgot. Welcome to The Secret Beneath Hazleton, a journey into the depths where history whispers from the shadows.
That, the opening of The Secret Beneath Hazleton, part of the award-winning WVIA Short Takes series. Every decision filmmaker Tim Novotny made here is calculated to draw us into a mystery. Not just the images, but images combined with the audio. At the very start, what are we hearing? Is it the ticking of a clock, taking us back in time? No, it's the irregular drip, drip, drip of water. So already we're off balance as we join someone trying to keep his balance as he step by step moves carefully down the sloshy, muddy steps under the ground. There is no color yet in the images. The voice of a newscaster begins while the screen is still dark, and her voice from 2018 sounds as if it was slightly processed in some way to give the report an uncomfortable edge. And that's all in the first 30 seconds of the film. There's a secret, and it seems very dark and even dangerous. In fact, we're told at the very beginning never to venture ourselves where we'll be heading in this film. A powerful start to a powerful feature that draws us in as we head in to the forgotten, disorienting world below the streets of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Tim Novotny is the maker of this film, and he's a full-time producer on the WVIA staff. Al Minnelli has an equally compelling short take titled The Hooded Graves of Catawissa. The film is dark and mysterious too, though in a different way, and it's fascinating to compare these documentaries in terms of their style. Tim and Al will take part in the 2025 Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival at the beginning of April, offering workshops on various aspects of their art and craft. The weekend of April 4th through the 6th, the Waverly Community House in Waverly, in partnership with WVIA, supported by the F. Lamont Bielan Arts Foundation, will host the 2025 Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival at the Waverly Community House, kicking off with an opening night reception and panel discussion and awards ceremony. And that's Friday evening. Al Minnelli and Tim Novotny walk down the hall to the WVIA Benko radio studio to talk with us about the 9th annual film festival in Waverly and the opportunities such a gathering offers. Al Minnelli.
I've been going since 2017. This film festival is a yearly tradition for me, not just because I live near the Waverly Com, but it's 3 days of films, independent films, workshops, networking opportunities. You're meeting other local filmmakers that not only produce great work, but they might be masters of animation or masters of screenwriting. So you get to kind of pull and learn from all sorts of people and make connections. Maybe someone who will help you on your next film. You never know. all ages too. I mean, there's high school students, there's kids, but there's adults too. I mean, it's everyone. It's not really a film festival that's geared towards only adults or only young children. So I find it's always a fascinating, fun time to kind of just go and watch films. I mean, that's why we make films, is to show them on a big screen, show them to other people, the community aspect. No one wants to make a film and have it just play in their basement for a week. You know, you want it in the public. You want other people to see it and experience it and experience it with them, because, you know, we put things online a lot and that's great, but you lose that communal experience that goes with what I think part of a film is, watching it, experiencing it together.
Tim, you haven't been attending as long as Al has, but what were some of your impressions last year when you were there?
You know, I love going to film festivals because you get to really see people's creativity come out and be displayed on the big screen. This wasn't the first film festival I was ever to before, but it's the first one in Pennsylvania. And, you know, it's a great venue. It's a great atmosphere to be around all those people. So I would say if you've never been there, you should definitely check it out.
And are the films coming in from points far and wide?
That's what they say. You know, I've seen a lot of films there. I'm like, I know this is not from not only Pennsylvania, but not even this country. So there's a lot of international films. There's films from all over the place for all different audiences, like I said. And it's kind of neat because, you know, when you don't realize what's happening in Northeast PA sometimes until you actually engage with the community. So I don't know about these films being made around here until I actually go to a film festival. And I'm like, oh, wow, like someone in Wilkes-Barre made this great film. You just didn't know that was even a thing. So that's another cool part of this film festival, is seeing just how cool, like Tim said, and creative the community is.
Have you screened any of your films at the festivals, Tim?
I have never seen one of my films at the festival, but I have seen a lot of films that local filmmakers have worked on in the area there. I do a lot of side work outside of WVIA, and I get to work with the independent filmmakers around the area, up in Scranton, up in Carbondale, down in Tamaqua. And it's great to see that when they complete a project that they have somewhere to put it on display. So it's really fun going there and seeing all that.
And Al, how about you? Any of your docs show up there?
Yeah, well, it's funny because I mentioned 2017. My first feature at the drive-in played there in 2017, and that's actually how I got to WVIA. I entered this film that I made, this feature film, and it was the opening night film in 2017, and someone from WVIA was in the audience and really liked it and pursued it and worked with me to get it on television on WVIA, and then that's how I kind of got into the fold and eventually became full-time here. So this film festival means a lot to me just because of that.
And it's an example, a perfect example of why people might want to take part in a festival like this, because you don't know who's in the audience.
Exactly. I mean, you don't know who's in the audience anywhere. So that's why it's always important to put your work out there, whether it's online or especially at a film festival.
One of the wonderful things about the festival is that not only did you come to WVIA through this, but WVIA has been partnering with the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival. And we have been invited over the years to offer workshops, and we have specialists. You all have areas of particular expertise. And so what will you be offering this time around, Al?
Well, each year I try to do something different from previous years that I've done. So I thought this year I would focus solely on storytelling. So not just the mechanics of writing a script, but coming up with ideas, how to structure ideas, what happens if you have writer's block, tips and ways to kind of break through that. And the biggest issue I see from writers, and not just young writers, but even seasoned professional writers, is getting started. So we'll go over ways to kind of take maybe sporadic ideas and get started on something, because I feel like that is the number one drawback of anyone in any art form, is just that blank page. What do you do with it? How do you start? And then just kind of going through and the mechanics of a story and explaining how I write stories and tell stories and what's interesting to all of us and ways to get people's attention, which is another, you know, right now we're inundated with media and everything, and having a way to kind of break through that and get someone's attention. So all of that and more will be covered in my sort of screenwriting or storytelling masterclass, as I've called it.
And Tim, you offered a workshop last time, and you're not doing the same thing either. What did you do last time?
Last time, I wanted to inspire people if they thought that they didn't have the ability to create. I wanted to let them know that many people right now have cell phones. So last year, I covered how you can use your cell phone to get started in the filmmaking, and it went over very well. Apparently, a lot of people didn't think about using their cell phones to get started, so I thought that that was a good way to break into it. And this year, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. It's crafting authentic documentaries from start to finish. So it's not just, you know, now if you were attended last year, you'll get the base, you could take your cell phone out, and you can actually create an authentic documentary through the workshop that I'll be producing.
And what do you mean by authentic? What does that term mean in this context?
Finding the right subject to focus on, finding the right story to tell, making sure you're not a topic-based, but you're more on a story-based documentary. Because there are different types of documentaries. There's topic-based, there's story-based, and I wanted to focus on the personal story of someone's journey. How you can find that when you're doing a topic-based, you can maybe bump into the story while you're starting the documentary, and then how to expand on that, how to frame certain ways for certain emotions, and then how do you bring it into the edit and actually turn it into a real-life, authentic documentary. So I'll be covering all of that in this workshop.
And you both work in varying lengths. We have something here called short takes. How long are the short takes usually?
We've been trying to push it a little bit longer.
It used to be they have to be around 5 minutes, but we've started to say maybe 10 minutes is okay. So we've put out some longer ones. Tim, you know, I'll let you talk about your Beneath the Minds, but I think the longer ones are starting to hit in a different way. YouTube's a different beast, right? So longer, a little longer is better sometimes.
Tim, you created a sensation with your piece about what's under the streets of the city of Hazleton. Describe that film for us a little bit. People should seek it out because it really is something.
Yeah, basically growing up around the Hazleton area, I always heard of this hidden city below Hazleton, and it was just a rumor. I didn't know if it was true or not. And so when I became a grown-up and I had the opportunity to actually go out and explore to see if this story was real, because that's one of the cool things about WVIA, they said, hey, you know what, you can do something on whatever subject you want. And I chose this. And as I started researching it, I started finding that there really was this hidden city below the city of Hazleton. Like as you're walking down the street, there's hundreds of miles of mine tunnels, there's hospitals, there's workshops underneath your feet as you walk down there. And it was interesting because in 2018, a giant storm happened, opened up one of the mine caps, and people went in there and started walking around and exploring. And I got to take some of that video and put it into this piece so people could see what it was like, this massive infrastructure built beneath the city. And it shocked a lot of people because many of them, like myself, didn't realize that all this stuff was like legit underneath their feet when you're walking down the road. So it did take on a lot of people's interest when they saw it coming out.
Is there more that you could do with that?
Yeah, there's actually a whole bunch of stuff that unfolded. Like the short takes were only supposed to be 5 minutes. This pushed it to 10 minutes, and it wasn't the first 10 minutes. I think Al had the first 10 minute, and then my 10 minute came after that. So we're like doing 10 minutes now all of a sudden. But when we started getting the comments in from people seeing it, they're like, I want something longer. I want to see more. And I found out that there was an underground hidden speakeasy that's been sealed off for 80 years that no one knew about. And then also certain houses had entranceways into the mines that were never documented that, you know, you could still access them today. But many of those homes are falling apart or getting condemned. So you want to try to preserve that history that it was there before it's too late.
What did you title the piece?
The original version is called The Secret Beneath Hazleton. And the expanded version, which we're trying to produce now, is called The Secrets Beneath Hazleton. So we're just trying to expand upon the secret and show you all the secrets below your feet.
When you go down below ground, and maybe you've done so too, Al, what are the challenges, for example, in low light like that? What do you have to do?
Well, flashlights are a main lighting source for the people that do go spelunking. I'm not one of those people. Luckily, I didn't have to go into the mines. There was urban explorers that were brave enough, if you will, to venture into the depths below the surface, but I probably would not want to do that. I mean, those mines closed 70 years ago, and I don't think it's very safe, so I don't encourage anyone to go down there and look. But it is interesting to get some of that footage, and it is very dark, very slippery, very wet, so I wouldn't recommend anyone do it.
But that's what we turn to you filmmakers for, to give us experiences that we couldn't or shouldn't have ourselves and get the feel of it. And when you're creative as you two are, then we do. And I love the one, Al, speaking of dark places, this is above ground, but you create this wonderful feeling in this cemetery about the caged grave sites.
Well, in a way, that's kind of about below ground as well. So you're not fully off there. But yeah, no, and you gave us the voice for that short film.
Describe it, though. That's another thing people may not know about.
Well, there's a cemetery in Catawissa, Pennsylvania, which is kind of near Knoebels, and they are famous for being or having the only caged graves in the country. This was something that was much more popular in Europe, where they would put cages over graves. And this small little cemetery from the 1800s still has them. They're not the original ones, but they've maintained and replaced them. And no one really knows. It's not documented why they're there. So this short take from October of 2023 was all about all the different reasons why they could be there. And a lot of people suggest maybe it was to keep something from getting out or something from getting in. We don't know. But the film poses a few potential, you know, it could be this, it could be that. So I don't want to spoil anything. You can check that out on the WVIA YouTube page.
Each of those short takes sounds like what you were describing, Tim, as an authentic documentary, that there are stories that touch you as filmmakers and stories that you want to tell us, and then we're drawn in and intrigued. And when people attend your workshops, yours, Tim, or yours, Al, they can get insights into how to approach a story that's burning inside them and they really want to tell other people about through film. And the other nice thing is on opening night, our own Julie Sidoni from our news department, director of journalism, will lead a panel discussion with creative and varied filmmakers. That will be a wonderful kickoff for the whole event.
Yeah, I always go to the opening night. It's really fun. It's a big kind of gala event. And, you know, again, that's a great opportunity to see and meet people. And again, like you said, you're going to hear Julie on stage do a whole presentation and a nice, cool chat with four filmmakers. So, and there's a red carpet and a step and repeat to get photos. So it doesn't get any better than that.
Al Minnelli and Tim Novotny, award-winning filmmakers on the staff of WVIA Public Media, speaking with us in anticipation of the 9th annual Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival that will be held April 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Waverly Community House in Waverly, Pennsylvania, and that's in Lackawanna County, in partnership with WVIA and supported by the F. Lamont Bielan Arts Foundation. And there will be that special opening night reception and panel discussion and awards ceremony, and that's just the start. Saturday will include short films, two WVIA filmmaker workshops, and the audience favorite, the Mystery Box Challenge. Sunday's lineup includes feature and short films, two WVIA filmmaker workshops, and the WVIA student showcase that we spoke about. And we'll zero in on the workshops that we've just heard about. Tim's will be offered on Saturday, and it's titled Real Life to Real, so R-E-A-L, life to R-E-E-L, Crafting Authentic Documentaries. And that's at 5 o'clock on Saturday, the 5th. And then Al's workshop is on Sunday, and that's a workshop titled Storytelling Masterclass, Practical Tips to Enhance Your Work, and that gets underway at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And that's at the Waverly Community House in Waverly, Pennsylvania. And if you need more information, nepafilmfestival.com, NEPAFILM festival.com, nepafilmfestival.com. There are two other workshops offered by WVIA staffers. On Saturday afternoon, Production Management 101 with Ron Anderscavage. He knows how to manage a production, keep things on budget, on time, and he's a terrific fellow. So that's the WVIA workshop at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And then on Sunday afternoon at 5:30, another WVIA workshop, Demystifying Distribution with Chris Zellers. There's so many ways to get your film in front of people today. Where can you make the most impact? Chris Zellers knows the answers, and that's another important workshop for filmmakers. That's the 2025 Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival in Waverly, Pennsylvania, at what's known as the COM, the Waverly Community House, in partnership with WVIA. Things get underway on Friday evening at 6 with an opening night reception and panel discussion and awards ceremony. Saturday's events include many, many film screenings, two filmmaker workshops, WVIA staffers, and the audience favorite, the Mystery Box Challenge. Lineup on Sunday includes feature and short films, two WVIA filmmaker workshops, and the WVIA student showcase. Thanks, Al. Thanks, Tim.